When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Derek, in quotes, writes in, okay, guys, it's going to be ironic on a couple of levels because to start with, the girl I've been seeing for several weeks listens to you guys all the time.
Nice.
Like every morning and podcasts and everything.
Oh, great. Hello. How are you? Welcome to the show.
So this is risky right there, and I'm reaching out for some advice about her. She's super sweet. We've been having fun, but we were recently on a double date with one of her friends and a first date my girlfriend set her up with. I could tell she wasn't really vibing with the guy, who was honestly kind of full of himself, kind of being a jerk. So I was trying to run interference with conversation, and I hate to admit this, but there were mad sparks flying with me and my date's friend.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure she was into me too, and now I don't know what to do with the situation. I understand there are, like, dating ethics, and you should have some level of respect for your date, but what about fate? If you run into your possible soulmate on a date, don't you have a right to give it a shot? Now, I don't want to ruin their friendship, but I can't shake this feeling that I just met the woman I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a doozy. I will say this. You know my boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
Right, yes. Yeah. Your boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds. He just doesn't know that.
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, he met his wife, Blake Lively, on Green Lantern, and they were friends for many years, and they actually were on a double date together with different people they were seeing, and that is when they realized they liked each other more than friends.
Okay.
And now they're married. With three kids.
What's the saying? All is fair in love and war.
I know, but I understand, like, he's trying to tiptoe because he doesn't want to hurt the girl he's seeing's feelings. Also, it's her friend. So it's kind of a double whammy.
Interesting. Justin texts in and says, oh, come on. Guys aren't that dumb. If he knows she listens to your show, he's totally using you two so that she'll break up with him and he gets to be the victim.
I thought about that.
Interesting.
I did think about that theory when he started it like that. Like, maybe this is his backdoor way of telling her.
All right. Have you had experience with this, like the ease of a transition between two people? One you're currently dating and the one you want to date?
Yeah. Well, you know what? My sister.
Is she
my
not?
My sister.
Wait.
Actually went on a date with the guy that ended up being the best man in her wedding to her husband. They were like buddies.
Uh-huh.
And her husband set him up with her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I actually like him better.
Yeah.
And it was fine because, you know, they didn't really.
Right.
He wasn't that into my sister either. So it just kind of like fizzled out after a day or so.
How long has Derek gone out with his current girlfriend?
I think he said several weeks.
Several weeks. So it's still early.
Yeah, it's early.
So maybe it's okay just to say, hey, I don't think I'm feeling this. And just being on, you know, kind of direct but not mean. And
do you have your friend's phone number?
And can you please pass along your friend's name?
Her number.
Oh, so he doesn't even have that information.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right. I'd love to hear your story about how you seamlessly transitioned from one friend to the other in the dating world.
I appreciate that he's trying to think about her feelings, which is why he's writing us.
Sure.
Otherwise, he'd just do what he wants to do.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I think, you know, even though it may sting with your current girlfriend, if you're just honest and just say, hey, I don't think I feel the spark, you know, it's not you, it's me, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, Godspeed in your future endeavors, all that, then I think it may hurt, but at least he's not ghosting her. I don't want him to ghost her. So
yes, no, he can't do that. But at the same time, then you're also risking the other girl, like, wanting to protect her friend's feelings. Like,
yeah,
she may think that he is off limits because...
Hoes before bros.
Yeah,
I get it.
Okay.
Yep. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your story about that. What's your thought? Group therapy. That's what this is. It's 99.7 DJX. We'll get some of your calls and your texts on next. What's the acceptable length of the gray area? It's 99.7 DJX. I'll explain here. Group therapy. We're talking about Derek's situation where he was out on a double date and kind of wants advice on how to handle it if he likes the other date.
The other date was on a first date. Didn't look like it was going well. He was kind of like stepping in, trying to save the conversation. And then there ended up being sparks flying. He's only been dating his date for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And it's kind of like crystal clear to him now that I like her better.
Yeah. And I think, hey, you're early on enough that you can just cut and just say, hey, you know, it's me. Let's go in our separate ways. Can you hook me up with your friend?
That's the delicate part of it, is that it's her friend.
Well, we'll get to Brandy's comment here in just a quick sec, because I think she has a good point on Facebook. But I what's the acceptable length of a gray area when, you know, you start to date someone else while you're still kind of ending things with your current partner?
No, we need to end things first.
Well, is
gray
there,
area ends is, up being more hurtful, right?
Well, yeah, I think. But is there an is it like a week where maybe there's a little bit of crossover? Is it is it acceptable if it's like a week, maybe two, but certainly not a month, right?
Well, I see. Kate says stop dating number one, because that obviously isn't the right relationship for you, even if number two works, doesn't even work out. Reach out to number two after you have broken up with number one. Also, since she's all about the show, I have a feeling, you know, she will see, hear this. So I feel like you intentionally did this knowing that she's going to know this is about
that.
Her.
Everybody's saying
so
that.
Maybe you're hoping she breaks up with you instead and you don't have to be the bad guy. Quite possibly.
Brandy says on Facebook, I don't know, man, first impressions and how someone lives are two different things. You may shoot your shot and then come over and you change your mind real fast. You just infatuated, that's all. But hey, try it. You never know. YOLO. I'd break it off with the first girl first, though. Don't be like the others out there. Close that door before you open a new one.
Exactly. Close the door first. That's what we do.
All right, but what's the acceptable amount of time? Where... Because I learned after the fact that I was one of the subjects of a gray area. it was my wife, and she, you know, obviously it worked out. So she made
okay. So
she
you
made the
were
right
the
choice.
New guy.
Yes,
but
I was the new
was
guy.
Still fading out of the last situation.
She was fading out of the last situation.
Got it.
And fading into my situation. And
but then you were all like, listen. That needs to be done, right?
Well,
until you call me again.
I didn't. Oh, man, how long was it? I want to say maybe it was a couple weeks.
Yeah, okay. I was maybe say, how long was she fading?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't think it was more than a month. It was a long time ago. You got to understand. But I remember I was on a I was on a jog, and I saw her in her ex's car.
Oh,
drive by
having a fade out conversation.
Drive by while I was jogging, and I was
hi there.
I'm like, oh, I kind of thought that was over, but maybe it's not. All right,
maybe I should ask.
Yeah, and
maybe
so,
I should clarify.
And yes, then I did ask. I was like, hey, you know what? If you still got to figure stuff out with him, you know, that's cool. I'll just be over here. Let's hit the pause button. She was like, no, don't want to hit the pause button. It's over. I was doing this. Blah blah blah. So, I believed her and it worked out.
Oh, that's good. Are you sure?
He could still be hanging on. We never know. I told you, this is the guy that became a millionaire after suing for the rights of Dodgeball.
Oh,
he wrote. Wow. He was one of the original writers of Dodgeball, the movie, starring Vince Vaughn.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Pitched it to some execs in New York. They said, nah. And then turned around and a year later made the movie. And he was like, hey, wait, that was literally the same.
Remember the one time I told you about that whole idea?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm sure she has no regrets, though.
No regrets.
#zero
you know
regrets.
What? I should probably stop bringing that up, to be quite honest. I should stop reminding her that, oh, my current husband, he's just a DJ.
I mean, if she wants to reach out and just, you know, see how he's doing, maybe.
You know what? Probably not a good idea. Probably not a good idea.
Probably not.
All right. Where are we with
Derek?
Where
were we? Oh, Derek. Yes.
Derek, yeah. Just end it with the girl that you're with and start up a conversation with the new girl.
Yeah, a lot of people don't seem to think that you should have any sort of holding period. So just
a little gray area.
Right. I would not, though, ask your girlfriend as you're breaking up for the digits of the other one. I would just try to maybe find another way to get in touch.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys have mutual friends.
Social media.
Yeah. Maybe there's social media.
DMs.
Or
clarify that you're no longer dating her.
Kelly, I know this sounds rotten, but before you end it, why don't you, like, see mutual Stop. Instagram Stop friends, Stop. Things sort of like that? Maybe
Stop.
Drop some hints or get some information about new girl and then lay the axe.
Get new info, do some research first?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.